You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
What's up, boys and girls? Bing is for doing. We're here in Hollywood, California at the lovely AfterBuzz Studios doing another live after show for So You Think You Can Dance. This is Season 10, Episode 10.
Woo!
You guys, it's a big one. I'm excited to be here. I'm your host, AJ Gibson, joined again by my lovely co-host. Actually, let's actually go in the order. What are we, Team Jack?
Team Jack.
Let's start off with the J. Who's the J?
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree. That's the J.
Who's the A? Oh, that's me, AJ Gibson. Yes. And who's the C?
I'm the C, Chloe West.
And the K.
Last but not least, it's KB.
Never least. Your makeup and hair just look flawless.
Thank you.
I'm so in love with you.
Snap.
Also, you guys, we have a very special guest in studio tonight on loan to us from another dancing show you may have heard of, Dance with the Stars. Pro, Sharna Burgess. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad you're here. I've never met you. You guys obviously have.
I haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't.
No.
You were never on their show.
Literally, the two episodes that she was on, I was gone.
I think this is your fourth appearance though on AfterBuzz. Yep. So she is an AfterBuzz regular.
I love you. Can we just get your shoes up in the shot? Raise that foot. Okay, look at that.
That way.
I love.
Sexy.
I have the boy version of those. They're not quite as high. I'm 6'5". They don't need to be as high.
And those legs.
I do not have those legs, I promise you. So you guys, we got a couple of guest judges tonight, which kind of threw me for a loop. Finally, after 10 seasons, Nigel gets his wish. We finally get Paula Abdul on the show. And then there's another guest judge, which is really weird. I'm surprised that Paula Abdul's people allowed that to happen, first of all.
I think this is what happens. And this is my thought. Aaron Andrews has been booked for weeks on this to promote Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which is next week, which is why we have no show. However, he worked over the 4th of July weekend to get Paula, and she didn't confirm until Sunday.
Because I didn't see any tweets or hear any news about it until right before.
Yep, he announced it on Sunday on Twitter, and my thought is they just added her to the panel, and Aaron was the afterthought at that point, and they couldn't unbook her because they wanted her on there.
Dusted off the four panel judges table from storage.
Exactly.
And
if Paula's going to say, this is the only show I'm available for, you're going to say yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
I'm sure.
I'd like to do my little research. You know me.
If you guys research us any further, if you guys find anything out, tweet us and let us know. I'm kind of curious. I'm sure this will happen, though, right? Okay, so this show opens with a group number that finally, I loved. I thought it was so cool conceptually, and it's like it was so artistic, and every single movement was just so interesting to me. Everybody was so powerful, but it looked so effortless. The way they would just leap and just disappear, and like they leap and land just like nothing, not a sound.
I thought
it was really cool. I have no idea.
Very dramatic.
I'm not a dancer. Clearly, I'm the non-dancer on the panel, but I know what I like, and I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like a sacrificial society or something.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, like breathtaking.
Sacrificial society.
He's been up all night thinking of those adjectives.
Slides and the jumps, which I just loved the whole set and really how they used the entire set to dance in front of, behind, slide down it. It was awesome.
I want to see the full show of that, like the whole plot line just of that dance into a whole show. That would be sick.
Well, it was choreographed by Sonia Tai and Christopher Scott. Mm-hmm. What I kept thinking when I watched this, because there have been some really great dances already this season, some pretty memorable ones. Like, we look back and you've got the bench dance, you've got the hummingbird dance, you've got some of those, like, those dances that stand out. We've already had a few of those this season for me. And compared to last season especially, which was such a downer, I feel like, this season, I feel like they know literally that this show is dancing for their lives right now. And I feel like the choreographers have really upped the game. I feel like we're seeing a lot of really, really fantastic numbers already, and that's really exciting for me. And it makes me excited for the second half of the season where we actually bring in the All-Stars.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because we saw what happened. We're going to talk about this later, what happens when you bring in one All-Star for somebody else. If that could happen for the rest of these contestants, who knows? Sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. I know. Right. It's been a great season so far. We've had controversy. We've had excitement. So lots to talk about.
Well, yeah. More controversy tonight. And actually, Nigel alludes to that at the very beginning, or Kat does actually. She talks about how they basically were like berated on Twitter, on social media, about how they last week eliminated these competitors and then made them come back out and dance. So this week they folded and they switched it up again to what they did last season, which I still don't like. It's so weird to me. It's a little different than last season though. Or how was it last season? Did they actually get to dance and then at the end
they were at the end,
and everything was revealed?
Yeah.
Okay, did they reveal the bottom three at the beginning of the episodes?
Was done at the back end of the show.
That's what's weird for me. That's just strange to me because I can't get used to. They've changed the format so many times that I'm so confused right now, and I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how to fix it either, though.
Well, this is how it's going to go, because tonight, or last night, with Jade being eliminated, it totally changed. What is going to happen week to week is bottom six are revealed, two are saved, four dance for their life, dance the rest of the show, and then they're eliminated at the end.
I like it.
I think that's a good idea.
But with Jade being, you know, having to leave because of injury on top of all this, this changed up and they made the girls all dance for their lives. I don't know if the solos are still necessary. I mean, do you even think, like, the solos are necessary?
I don't think so anymore. I think they're going to come out and do their own style. We all know that they're already good at that. You know, we want to judge them on what they've been doing outside their comfort zone, even though they're fun to watch. And sometimes every now and then they come out with a really memorable piece.
Yeah.
I think get on with the result and have another group performance if you want to fill time.
Yeah, like we've seen the solos already. I have one solo and I do it over and over again when I go out. It's a little bit of an eye thing. I get your eye contact. I point to the booty and I do a booty pop. That's all I've got. I would just do that every single week and all the way through the countdown 10, 9.
And that's why we keep voting you out.
And well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't understand this right now. I wasn't comfortable with this episode again just for that reason. And I don't like how much Nigel makes it so obvious now that, we're considering everything, including tonight's dance. That bothers me a little bit because they were voted on by America last week. Now you give them a chance at redemption, like we talk about Brandon and Amber last year, one of the best dances of the entire season, and it was the night they got sent home. They didn't have the luxury of, well, we're going to consider that also and then make our decision later. I don't know how I feel about it.
And it seems to be, when we saw this, that the choreographer's opinions weigh heavily. And you and I were talking a little bit about this. Can you give us a little bit more insight of what happens?
I don't think everybody knows this, but the choreographers and the judges actually all have a meeting. At the end of the week, at the end of the show, they will discuss what the dancers were like, how they were to work with, what their work ethic is like, how driven they are in this competition, and the difference in the growth that they saw over them from day one to day five. So all of that is taken into account. The choreographers have a massive say in what happens. Me, I actually quite like that you call out the couples at the start of the show. I think it lifts the intensity, the adrenaline. It teaches these kids what it's really like to dance under pressure. And that's what they need to learn to work in this industry. That's what you need for auditions. That's what you need for Broadway. That's what you need for any job you're going to get. So I think that's great training, let alone great TV.
I don't think I mind that as much. What I do not like is how it's not really it's not America's favorite dancer because America doesn't really have any power anymore.
Not until the final 10.
Yeah. I mean, they basically have the power, I guess, of maybe who the bottom three are in each girl and guy that week. That's probably it. And then from there, you take in the judges or the choreographer's comments and then go, okay, we're going to save these two because we think they're going to progress.
Yeah.
Well, at least Jade's gone. I wish he didn't go out the way he did. I hope he has a speedy recovery and dances better than ever, just not on the show. I was so tired of him, and I did not want him there, and I was so upset that Carlos was gone and that they didn't bring Carlos back. That was a little bit
Carlos
weird.
Carlos tweeted out last night, ? That's it. And this is the other thing. The incident happened on July 6th, so the show was on July 9th. He was in Florida, though. He was not in Los Angeles, from what I understand. This is all my sleuthing that I was doing this over the last 24 hours. But Carlos was confused as to why he wasn't brought back. I did tweet at Dizzy Feet, Nigel himself, who has answered everything every week, but he did not answer this one tweet. He does not want to answer this question, I think.
I was trying to think in years past, was there a precedent for this? Had they brought – I feel like they brought back
– Idol has. I mean, I think other shows have brought someone back, but we haven't seen it happen on So You Think You Can Dance.
It did happen in the first week. Wasn't it Billy Bell?
when Billy Bell got injured that year.
He was sick. He was super sick, and he couldn't compete anymore, so they brought back someone else from the top 20. But I think it was sick, right?
I felt like I'd seen it. Yeah, at some point in the show's history, maybe because it was the first week, they still consider that.
Mm.
You know, I don't know kind of what happened with Aaron, how they brought him back that first week.
Well, and wasn't it Alex Wong's season where everybody kept getting hurt?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they didn't bring anybody back for that.
They just don't want to set the precedent of that and just like, you're done, and we just move forward. And Marco was assisting with Sonia, so obviously he knew the choreography already, and it was easy just to slide him in, and then Melisse was comfortable.
And like Sharna said, like, this is how it is in the real world. On the flip side, though, we'll talk about this later, but it really does help when you get an all-star like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
it really lifts you immensely.
Absolutely.
She needed that, too.
Literally and figuratively. Yeah. There were some great lifts in that number. Okay, so... Let's move on. So let's finally talk about these. Well, first of all, let's just point out that we have Blueprint and Curtis were in the bottom three. Were we a little bit surprised about this?
Nope.
I was shocked by Curtis. I didn't like to see him. I'm like, I need to vote.
I think Curtis is struggling.
He's got a man up. He needs a Melisse moment is what he needs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He does.
Because he did look a little bit like a boy last week. The week before, I thought he was Usher, straight up. But this past week,
tough.
Yeah.
And then we've also got Alexis, Jasmine, and Jenna. Jasmine M. These ones just kind of shocked me. But as I look over this group of girls, like, there aren't really any weak dancers.
Yeah.
Alexis struggles a little bit, but she's got personality and she's pulling her weight. And I thought her number tonight, I thought was pretty good. But there aren't really weak dancers. So it's tricky. I don't know.
Jake did not agree with that at all. He's rolling his eyes over there. He's going to have to hold his breath
till we get to her number then at the very end of the episode. So let's move on. We've got Fiction and Amy at the top of the show. Dancing Apostle Doble, Jean-Marc Généraux choreographed this number. They were essentially enemies doing a paso war as opposed to the females, usually the cape, right?
The cape, and the males, the ball. The cape, the female, or the ball.
Yeah. So what do we think about this?
Well, let's ask Sharna because she knows Jean-Marc and you're familiar with his choreography and his work. So
I was impressed with the number. I thought I love a different take on any style of dance. Think outside the box and do something different with it. I do think it was a little bit taken from Lindsay and Cole last season in trying to recreate that energy and that intensity. Mm. And that you can't recreate. That was one special thing on its own. As far as paso choreography goes, it was very light on it, but it was an impressive routine. I was surprised they were so all about this routine when there was very little paso in it, because they seem to be commenting on that quite a bit.
Nigel does, especially. Yeah.
Especially the cha-cha from last week,
got hammered for having no cha-cha
in it. He's suddenly become Len.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all of a sudden he's Len, wants that classic,
poor,
you know.
You know, Dimitri sitting in the audience. I was like, oh, babe.
Right, but, last week, yeah.
But I was impressed. I thought they did a really good job. His shoulders were a little too high for me and a little bit too head forward, but that was him trying to be strong. So I got it.
He's had problems with the shoulders in the past. I said it the very first week when he did contemporary, and he didn't get called out on it. So I was actually happy because it's a good note for him to learn to relax the shoulders. Mm-hmm. It's going to improve his lines.
But there were moments where he did. I would notice that his neck looked so long and he was really open through his back, and I was like, there he is.
It's not natural for him yet. He's aware of it, but it's not natural for him yet, I'm sure.
But I was so impressed by him that he could pick up this style and do it as well as he did. And especially the two of them, Amy, I mean, she is...
Let's talk about Amy. Yeah. If we do not talk about Amy, the YouTube comments are going to blow up. Okay. She's amazing, but everyone's like, you don't talk about Amy enough.
I mean, she looked, some of that turnout in her front foot, I was like, there's the ballroom dancer. She looked fantastic.
Let's just talk about her ass. She looked insane in that costume. These paso numbers that I'm seeing, this paso number in particular reminded me of one from your show, actually, years ago, Maxim and Mel B. It's that kind of dominatrix sort of paso, the black leather and like the woman's in charge sort of thing. And they're doing that. They did it last year with Cole also. But that's what this number made me think of. And I really liked it. I thought the costuming was fantastic.
Yep.
I thought they both looked just ridiculous. And I got my type. But I was looking at her over and over again.
This is a dream partnership. Yeah. I mean, when you get paired up, you never know what you're going to get. But you get the two of them together. And I loved that Aaron Andrews said, you've got the bullseye on your back, because they really continually have to strive to be better. Because that's sort of a little sports, you know, theme type of thing that she was throwing out there. But I think she's absolutely right.
And I never would have put these two together.
No, like, never.
Who thought of that?
Never.
No, yeah.
She probably thought when she got him, like, oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Because that's a wild card. One of those types of dancers, that style of dance, one of those kind of street performer, hip-hop sort of anime, those styles of dance, it's really a wild card because mm-hmm. either the audience and America are going to fall in love with them and it's going to carry you through, you know, the season, or they're not going to pick up the choreography.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud of him because he is such a supportive, good partner, too. Mm-hmm. All those lifts. And he seems great.
Like a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time sweet. I see them, I'm like, they might be the final two. Oh, I don't
they're
know.
In it to win they're, it.
I mean, they'll be in the final four for sure.
Were you guys surprised when it was revealed he was on Paula's show?
We had talked about it the week you weren't here, I think, actually. That's what it was. We had talked a little bit about that.
Because Kristen and I still have perfect attendance.
That.
I'm always 5 minutes late, but I have perfect attendance. No, yeah, that was interesting to me, though. They brought that up again, and I was like, I didn't know if she was going to talk about that, but she has a history with him, and she really...
And it happens in the dance world. There's tons. I mean, people go to conventions, and they take classes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you must see overlap all the time with some of these contestants.
All the time.
Yep.
It's interesting. It's funny to watch when I see like these dancers who have never done ballroom, and they pick it up in the matter of a week, and they make it look, to me at least... presentable. It's pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it makes me start to wonder, like, I wonder if he actually stuck with this for a while, if he could actually become a ballroom dancer someday. Like, not necessarily fiction, but all these dancers. Like, how does it make you feel as somebody who's been doing this your entire life to see people come out and then in the matter of a couple of weeks actually put together a pretty good number?
There are very few, but some I watch and think, I hate you.
Yeah?
How did you get it like that in a week? I've been doing this my whole life, you know, and sometimes it's the ballet girl. It's never necessarily the hip hop boy, but there is every now and then, Cole was one of them. Mm-hmm. He just had amazing work ethic. He ate, slept, and you know, everything else, Paso for that week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there are every now and then some girls that come out with these legs and feet for days and lines, but they adapt it to ballroom technique, and it's beautiful.
What is your favorite style to dance? Out of curiosity, because I have no idea.
Favorite ballroom dance?
Sure.
Probably Paso Doble.
Yeah?
For Latin. I love the fire and the passion in it.
You seem fiery.
Yeah. So a little of that fire.
After working with Andy Dick all season,
can't even imagine. Well, I've got a story about him in a sauna one time in the valley over at when I moved here. Not that kind of story, you guys.
I think a few people have those stories.
I'm sure they do. Moving on. We've got next up, we've got Aaron and Jasmine Harper doing a Broadway number. Spencer Liff.
One
of our favorites. We love Spencer.
He's adorable.
Yes. Didn't love the number, though. Me.
What?
Personally,
really?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Here's why I think. I think that Smash, this song was from Smash, uh-huh. Megan Hilty, mm-hmm. Keep Pushing the Line. The song and the choreography together made no sense to me. I was listening, and I felt like they were trying to literally follow some of it, and it made no sense to me. And personally, I think Smash is the greatest show in the history of television that was canceled too soon. Mm-hmm. I'm so in love with that show, and there's so much talent in the show. And to see them dance this number, I was like, oh, great. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. She's dead, and she's coming back, and what? Okay, there's a line. There's lines around her, so maybe they're trying to talk about that. But then there's the caution tape.
The movement was too beautiful to worry about the story.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
But they can go together. We see it all the time. They can go together. This made no sense to me. I didn't get it. The movement was beautiful,
they could have been dancing in silence. I was completely sold.
That was then completely stunning. Sold.
Then why don't they? Then why don't you dance with no vocals then? Just use sound then. Because
don't listen to the words, though, for most dances.
But I think that most people do. I think a lot of people do listen to the words, and they're like, what are they interpreting now?
I think that people would see, like, oh, they're trying to interpret the words rather than trying to interpret movement. Right. So I guess that's what people, you know, would recognize.
They move
maybe
beautifully.
Yeah.
And Aaron is actually growing on me a little bit.
Right?
But I just didn't understand. I didn't understand them.
Okay,
together.
Well, let's talk about their movement.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because Aaron is amazing at Broadway. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. He is really incredible. Jake and I were talking earlier. We were like, okay, he bugged me in the first number. Why was it? Jake was saying it's because he's not letting his neck go.
I noticed, if you see the two of them, his body is doing these amazing things, but this area right here doesn't move. And I just want him to, like, let go and, like, really get in it. Because if you watch Jasmine, the two of them together, she's completely immersed in that movement.
She's so fluid.
She's so limber.
I love it.
I was watching him most of this dance. Mm-hmm. He was really capturing me. But I think it is because in Broadway, it's okay to keep your head forward the whole time and not let your neck go.
I did watch Aaron the entire time. He's going to struggle, though, with that.
I mean, do you even see it? Like, it's he's so muscular right here. Like, he's like, he's like a superhero sometimes, you know? And that's one thing I think he's going to have to watch throughout the competition. But the two of them together, another great couple, really unusual, wouldn't necessarily put them together, but...
Sharna, please say something. I felt like you at least understood partially what I was trying to say. I could see the look in your eyes. Please help me out a little bit.
No, she likes this number.
Help me out a little bit.
I get it. I prefer, unless it is an incredible piece of music, I prefer dancing to songs with lyrics because I can tell that story. And not that it's... You can't dance to a song and do a different interpretation, but I totally understand what you're saying. I think the word that people kept hearing in that song was the words was the line. So people were looking at all the lines on the floor or the caution tape, and no one else was really going into it like you did. I definitely thought about it when I watched it, but I loved the routine. Mm-hmm. They sold me from that moment where she reached through as the ghost. I was like, okay. Cool. I'm in. I like it. Yeah. You know, but I totally get it.
I mean, there's no denying their talent. I think I just have this attachment, and it's still too raw. This whole Smash thing is too recent for me. Right.
I saw on Facebook that Spencer Liff, he Facebooked on Mark Shaman's wall, and Mark Shaman, he was like, I loved it. And he was like, he thought it was fantastic.
I just love
Mark Shaman wrote all the music for Smash.
Yes, because Spencer Liff, for all of you guys who don't know, was on Smash frequently. Yeah.
Yep.
And I just love that he actually brought just a little bit of that.
I know.
So you think he can dance. Yep. And Megan Hilty, just her voice
and
is just incredible.
Can I just say that I like these two dancers so much because they're so real. Like, there's such a... And Jasmine is only 18, 19
there's
years old.
There's a maturity to her dance.
I don't, is she really?
Yeah, she's really young. Yeah,
she looks like a woman.
Yeah.
Wow,
I mean, but
yeah.
There's just, like...
Legs for days.
Everything that they do is just real. Like, I completely believe it. There's no, like, showiness
and
to
Aaron
it.
And Aaron didn't technically make it through Green Mile. I did not like him a few weeks ago. And each week, I'm slowly starting to be like, okay, he's not been in the bottom three yet.
Those triple pirouettes, I was like, you better get that turn.
He's really proving that he is more than a tap dancer. Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted to be an all-star.
Yeah.
He might just be.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty incredible if you think about it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So moving on, we've got Paul and Mackenzie. We've got a contemporary number. Who's the choreographer? Lindsay Nelko.
Who's coming on our show August 14th.
I should know her name then. Sorry, Lindsay. I look forward to meeting you. So where's Lindsay come from? This is her first time on So You Think You Can Dance,
correct? Yeah, she assists Brian Friedman. She works on X Factor with him.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Got it, yep. got it. That's Brian Friedman, I remember watching that episode.
She's a teacher around LA,
he comes on So You Think You Can Dance.
I know Brian. Yep. I've met Brian. I've hung out with Brian before, actually.
Yeah.
He wore a gold
LeMay
shirt last year on X Factor for one episode, and I was like, oh my, I'm living for you right now. Nothing wrong with a little
Have you worked
LeMay.
With Brian Friedman before?
Yeah, I know I worked with him, but I know him.
Yeah.
That bald head.
Yeah.
So, what I wrote down, and again, this is another one that's shocking me as the season progresses, because, again, Sharna, let's let me make something clear. Okay. I got a thing for the brothers. I just do.
Really?
I just do.
She's shocked.
This season, though, the ones I expected to love are kind of like falling back. And like, again, Paul. I love Paul.
Blueprint?
I didn't think. Blueprint has disappeared for me. But Paul. Paul, I'm like, where's he coming from?
I can understand now.
Because we all like laughed it off. Like, oh, he won
So You Think You Can Dance Romania.
That's like winning So You Think You Can Dance Rhode Island or something. Whatever.
Right.
But now, like, I see he knows how to play to the cameras. He knows how to partner, which comes from his ballroom, mm-hmm. whatever, background. But he's really impressed me. I watched him the entire time. Mackenzie's a phenomenal dancer.
Were you familiar with Paul before? Because we had Anna here the very first week, and she said, I have no idea who he is.
None. No idea who Paul is.
Which is surprising for in the ballroom world.
Yeah, because everyone knew, like, Armin. People were familiar with...
Do you know Alan?
The Burstyn brothers, a lot of people knew them and knew Jenna and knew of Brittany. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. Paul, for everyone, sort of has come out of nowhere.
Yeah, but he lives in Armenia, though, correct?
He lives in Glendale.
Which is Armenia, in Los Angeles.
But did he live...
He's Armenian.
Oh, Kardashians. So did he live there when he competed on...
He just went over there to compete.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. If you're Canadian, I mean, if your mom's Canadian, you have a Canadian passport, you can go and see things in Canada.
Okay, now that's a little bit less impressive to me.
You can do it for the Olympics if you wanted to. And you were like... Javelin
okay,
or
but
whatever.
This isn't the Olympics. Like, this is So You Think You Can Dance, you guys.
It's the Dance Olympics.
Okay, now I don't love him quite as much. But no, I do like him. I loved I love they danced to No Day But Today from Rent, but it was actually sung by
Idina Menzel,
who's in Rent. Yeah. She's in the original cast, absolutely. But it's the acoustic version.
Did anybody think that was like a cop out? I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm going to love it immediately because
I downloaded it off of iTunes.
But here's the thing, though. Choreographers do this all day, every day on the show. Like, oh, let's do this. This dance is going to be about cancer. So, everybody's crying. And sometimes I'm like, I'm the pessimist. I'm kind of like, I didn't really like that much.
I didn't necessarily see that interpreted through the dance a lot. I saw like the emotion and him being, you know, him being really moved and her being kind of stronger. But I didn't necessarily think it was about a terminal illness.
Wait, this dance wasn't about cancer, was it?
Terminal illness.
I didn't even know that. I had no idea what this dance was about.
I'm going to be honest.
I guess it did work.
I kind of hate when this, honestly, So You Think You Can Dance in the package, they're always like, this is what the whole dance is about, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm like, I'd rather just see it and interpret it myself. It, yeah. I know that they do it for like the average television viewer, but I don't necessarily need to know, like, this is about cancer and terminal illness, or like, this person's going away to war and blah, blah, blah. I'm always just like, let me see it.
Just let them dance.
That's what makes fans connect emotionally.
Mm. Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Well, like Mary, for example, because she was sick, she was like the judge really getting emotional. So, yeah, it works. Yeah,
and Dance with the Stars has done this the last few seasons, I've started to notice. They start to do some of these numbers that are not quite in the traditional ballroom genres, mm-hmm. and they allow, I remember a couple years ago when Kelly Monaco did the contemporary number.
Oh, the contemporary
number,
was like, in there? Hip-hop was in there?
Yeah. Okay, that Kelly Monaco one, though,
that was beautiful.
Terrible. What?
I loved it. I loved her. But here's why. She's like a 40-year-old woman who's like doing a contemporary number, and this is why I loved it, because I loved those two together so much that
they're
season.
So
I was like, oh my God, they're so in love with each other. And I was like, I was that person. I was like, oh my God. Even though the dance wasn't so phenomenal,
it
seemed better.
It was terrible.
I didn't care.
They had a showmance. Come on. It was for the cameras.
But here's the thing, though. Average people like me fall for that shit all the time. I loved it. I was pulling for her.
I didn't actually see the package before this number, this contemporary piece. Oh. And I came back from my kitchen and sat down and watched it, and I literally got emotional when he had his head in his hands, mm-hmm. and he was saying no, 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 something. I had no idea what it was about, and I was watching, and I felt that like tight feeling go up in my chest. I was like, oh, well done.
He's a little
that doesn't happen very often, you know. It was that there was just that one moment, and I think she's incredible. Oh. I think she's just
McKenna's feet.
Yeah, I want to come back as one of those legs. Yes.
You know what I want to see from this couple though? They've been doing so many like pretty movement, or really just, I want to get them like down and gritty and dirty. I'm ready to see something different from them.
Yeah. Because
they're both so good looking and they're great technical dancers.
I'd like to see like Afro Jazz or something where they just completely let go. Like, that'd be sick.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. Yeah. Hopefully next week.
They could do it. They could do it.
Yeah. I know. I said, I think that they'll be in the finals too.
Yeah.
Well, you've already picked your entire finals. We still have to show.
She's 26.
Fantastic.
Great debut for Lindsay Nucko, August 14th. Mark it on your calendar. She'll be in the AfterBuzz Studios.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. We've got Alice and Jasmine Mason. First of all, I love the Jasmines. They get their last name announced.
Yep.
That's kind of cool, right? Yeah. So people know who they are.
Yeah, I do know their last names, both of them.
I don't know anybody else's last name. But Alan and Jasmine, they do a Sean Cheeseman number. What style was this?
Jazz,
obviously. They're a king and a queen.
And this is recycled choreography from So You Think You Can Dance Canada.
Yeah, I actually read that. I think, did you tweet that? Or
I tweeted it out today. It's on my blog if you guys want to see it. It's at redcarpetcloset.tv. You can see both side by side, and you will see the difference between the U.S. and the Canadian version.
The Canadian version.
Canada. I'm from
How do they stack up, and how do you feel about recycled numbers?
It happens. Well, here's the deal with recycled choreography. I know a lot of television audiences don't like it, but it happens all the time in dance, and it's how dance companies build repertories. Like, mm-hmm. if you go see Alvin Ailey, you want to see Revelations. You wouldn't want to not see it. Or a ballet company, you go to see the Nutcracker, or like certain, mm-hmm. you know, certain pas de deux and stuff like that. But so a lot of fans I know that follow both of the shows were a little irked by it. But if you take a look at what was done and So You Think You Can Dance Canada, all of the comments from the judges of So You Think You Can Dance here in the U.S. make sense, because it was performed better on the Canadian show with a little bit more quirkiness and a little bit more personality. And you go, I get this piece. And it was missing from Alan and Jasmine. And Jasmine especially, I did feel when they said, you know, they felt like she started to retreat a little bit and maybe lack a little confidence. You could see it on her face,
well,
I think.
It's interesting to see how people respond to pressure. Some people, because she was in the bottom three, she knew mm-hmm. it from the get-go. And some people rise to the occasion and it lights a fire inside of them. Some people just start to disappear. They start mm-hmm. to wilt. And I didn't think she would disappear, but she did.
What? She did, yeah.
She's tried so hard.
I don't think so.
I mean, I loved her little poof in the front, little Janelle Monáe like, poof. I liked that, but
she wasn't necessarily quirky, but she had a very contained face. So she had a complete character. Might not have been what they would have wanted, but she did have a character.
I wonder if they had seen the Canadian one and then tried to be different, tried to do like their own sort of royal thing.
I'm sure.
I love the opening and the closing, but I just felt like there wasn't enough difference between being like, you know, the very proper British and then all of a sudden
that
breaking out.
Moment,
there needs to be more of a difference between the two, and I think that that's what they were lacking.
Mm. Definitely. Another thing on the recycled choreography, though, is sometimes it's by request of the producers. It's not the choreographer's choice to redo
it. Like it worked well there, so bring it here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. people have to remember that. You know, I know a choreographer, Jason Gilkerson, that has been asked to reproduce routines that he's done on the Australian one or somewhere else.
Wow.
And he fights against it. Please, no, I've got so many other ideas I can do. No, we want that one. You know, so it's not necessarily the choreographer. We don't like repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we're creative people. Yeah. We want to, you've created that moment, you'll never recreate it, move on to something new, but sometimes it's not our choice.
Well, I think it was a great concept. I think I wrote down, I love a good table number. I always do. the music was interesting.
There were
some amazing lifts in there. I thought the choreography just looked a little weird to me, but now I understand that maybe it's just how they danced it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't quite work.
Because, I mean, that original dance was created for probably those two dancers specifically.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not going to work, you know, translate. It's like the Mia Michaels episode last season. Like, hello,
yeah.
It's not going to translate.
They killed a few numbers for me.
They did.
Yeah. Ruined it.
Don't do it. And another request of the producers, which we'll get to, the Madrid's number, Michael mm-hmm. Jackson number with Jenna. That was also at a request of the producers. They've done it before. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they tweeted that out today. They said, I'm sorry that there was some disappointment there, but.
I don't know how I feel about this at all, and I want to know how you guys feel. All of our iTunes listeners out there, our YouTube viewers, all of you guys, I want you to get online, let us know, give us comments, give us also while you're there, give us stars, please. Give us 5 of them on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. Also, for all of our listeners, there's an app for your iPhone. If you don't have it already, I talk about it every single week, so you need to go ahead and get it. It's an app called Podcast with an S. Oh, look. Chloe, are you, uh-huh. are you? Oh, look. Uh-huh. Oh, she's going to show
searching.
Us how to use it. Great. You can have all of your favorite AfterBuzz shows automatically downloaded wherever you are, so you can listen to us at the gym or at the beach or wherever you like to listen to us. We do appreciate your guys' comments.
I respond to all of them.
I stay away. All you guys get mad at us for not talking about Amy. I'm like, Amy who? I don't even know.
Oh, no.
Bring it.
I respond. I love you. I love you.
That's cute. Bring it. So, you guys, we do appreciate. We do the show for you guys. Just like you guys, we are all super fans. We've got a pretty booked up July and even a couple guests I think is booked for August, but mm-hmm. we still have a couple slots left for the rest of the season, you guys. So if there's somebody you really, really want to see in here who we haven't had yet, let us know.
Yeah.
I believe
Whitney and Lindsay both contacted me this week, so they're going to be trying to come in. So and we're trying to get Cole. Mm-hmm. Cole and I have been talking, and Cole's a little reluctant. I think he's a little shy. So you guys all tweet Dance9Cole and tell him you want an AfterBuzz and tell him that Kristen sent you to him because we want him on the show. I think he's really interesting. And so much fun.
He's amazing.
He's such a different dancer for So You Think You Can Dance. Mm-hmm. Like, very outside the box, which mm-hmm. I liked.
Mm-hmm. Outside the box.
Outside the box.
I lived my entire life there. Let's move on. We got Tucker and Jenna doing a hip-hop number, a jazzy hip-hop number at that.
Oh, yes.
Keone and Mary Madrid.
Mari
Madrid. New choreographers to me. Have they been on the show before? Where are they from?
This was their first one.
Okay.
Huge YouTube presence. Mm-hmm. And they're very well known. There's a great piece at Lois Lane that's done to Robin Thicke's Superman.
Okay.
That's really huge on YouTube. And this is the number that was the producers requested.
Oh, okay.
Which is also on YouTube. I think you had said that.
Yeah. This one blew up on YouTube a long time ago. It's had millions and millions of views, and multiple people have reposted it. The first time I saw it was over a year ago. It's incredible. When you watch them do it, it's mind-blowing. There's this chemistry between them that's incredible, and this tension and the girl.
These two choreographers?
Dope.
They're a married couple.
Danced it?
They're a married couple.
Got it.
They're like a nappy taps.
Yeah. But if you look them up on YouTube, they have so many pieces. They're insanely creative. Mm-hmm. They're just so outside the box, so different, even from the way they move to what they create in their concepts.
Great. There goes a day of my life. When I find a YouTube channel I love.
All down the rabbit hole.
I'm the same. Exactly the same.
All down the rabbit hole.
Oh, my Lord. I love how Jenna goes in their package. She goes, people are going to be like, is this comfort?
That was cute.
Jenna, I love you. You're no comfort. I adore comfort.
We love comfort.
Comfort is one of my favorites of all time. But Jenna, you did a great job. I wrote down, and I know this is a Michael Jackson sort of, but it's very, and nobody commented on this, it's very, very Paula Abdul-esque.
Yes.
Very much so. And nobody said anything about it. I was like, this is you in her Paula prime. Abdul. This is you dancing with a cartoon cat.
Uh-huh.
That's what this looks like to me.
I was surprised. I think she didn't bring it up because she didn't want to, like, be comparing herself to Michael. But she did say how nice of a tribute it was and things like that. But it was so her.
Yeah.
It was so much like her movement and how she would choreograph.
Yeah.
I was really surprised, but I just didn't like
it. Yeah, I wrote down, it came and went for me. It kept coming and going. It wasn't consistent. It would all of a sudden be like,
Tucker doesn't connect with the camera, and I think that has a lot to do with
and
it.
And Jenna, for me, she's a good dancer, but she's one note. I'm tired of her being fierce. I'm ready for something else. I need to see a softer side because I feel like this is why she's in the bottom three. It's been one type of dance, no matter what genre, but one type of dance all the way through.
And why was she wearing pants? Did that bother anybody else? I thought her costuming was terrible.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird. It made her look kind of boxy and flat.
Yeah, and like
she's a much better body than that.
Yeah, like they were trying to cover up her like being heavy, but she's not at all.
Here's the thing.
But that's what it looked like.
Whenever you wear black tights like that, I feel like not when they're like those high ones like that, because it kind of went into this thing up here, right?
Well, she was wearing striped pants.
They look like baseball pants almost.
Yeah, but it just made her like, it made her hips look weird. It made her look flat and kind of wide, and she's not like that at all.
No, she's got a beautiful body.
They basically dressed her in what Mari wore.
And Mari looks like a size zero.
She's a negative zero.
I think she probably wears like, you know, like baggy clothes. Like,
yeah, she wears hip-hop style clothes. Hip-hop clothes. That's very much hip-hop.
But she wore tight pants on the video?
No, not tight. She wore pants like that.
Yeah.
So they just recreated that.
On her, though, it made sense.
Yeah, and she had this hat to the side, and it was cool, but they won't put a hat on you, and so you think for cameras and lighting. So they basically just mimicked the video.
What do you think about Jenna? Because I think she's capable of so much more, and it just hasn't been showcased yet.
I agree. I hear so much buzz about Jenna, and I'm still waiting to feel the same way. and I would love to because she's ballroom. She's one of my girls. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I want to be behind you and see you do it, but I agree. Give me more than fierce. You know, just because fierce is easy for you doesn't mean you should do it every time. What you need to do for this competition is shock people and show them that you can be anything.
But sometimes do you think it's maybe because the choreographers are all choreographing these dances where it's like she's the female, like, dominant, and Tucker just has to, like, basically
give in.
And he even said that in the package before. He was like, when's my chance to be like in the front? And I said that I was like, I'm waiting for Tucker to have a moment. I want them to have a contemporary piece where he's super strong because he needs it.
Well,
he really does.
He can't have that attitude though and connect with viewers though, because you need to be able to just sit back and passively support your partner, because that will make girls fall in love with you.
He's not being shown at all.
He's like vanilla. Right? I mean, he's like blending into the wall. Who was the first ballroom guy that got kicked out last year? Nick? Was it Nick?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, he didn't make a dent in it. Like, I just was like, he's gone.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's the same thing.
I feel like, I see what you're saying, because they are really choreographing to her right now. But I feel like real stars find a way to shine. They find a way to be noticed. They find a way to connect with the camera. And he's just not doing it for me right now. And he's got the best story of everyone. I mean, the guy almost died.
And they're not playing that up at all either. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised they haven't been playing it up
more. I don't feel like he's giving them enough. With what he's allowed, in the choreography, I don't feel like he's giving them enough. Nobody wants to pull for them. Why do producers want to pull for him right now when he's not giving them anything? Yeah. You know, maybe he has a breakout number next week, then all of a sudden you start to see a little bit more backstory. Who knows? It is a TV show. Yeah. Somebody who is stepping up to the plate, though, and making the most of the experience this week, Malise.
What'd I say?
Oh, my gosh. She just blew my mind.
She needed it, though.
Yeah, well, she danced with All-Star Marco from season 7. They did a contemporary Sonya Taya number, and I feel like this was, like, a perfect storm. She's got Sonya Taya, who's what she's needed to, like, just shake her. This is what I wish would have happened to Alexis last year. Was it Alexis?
Alexa.
Blonde last year. I wish this would have happened to her last year. Somebody shake this out of her. But Malise, everything happened at just the right time for her. Because I feel like she could have been in danger again. And to dance with Margot, who's an all-star now and just phenomenal, she didn't dance like a high school girl dancing in a competition mm-hmm. anymore, because that's kind of how she's been to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, well, and those little crop tops she's been wearing, too, didn't help that. No.
She looks like a teenage girl, just like any other teenage girl.
You know what it reminds me of? When they were talking about how she like became a woman, it reminds me. Did you ever watch America's Next Top Model back in the day? I used to be obsessed with it. Back when it was like in its prime. And when they would do like the makeover, they give them the haircut and teach them.
Oh, yeah.
Or the girls with long hair, like just pull it back in a bun, wear a tank top and jeans.
Yeah.
Be a woman. Mm-hmm. Look sexy. You don't have to like be a cute little like dance outfits all the time.
But it was interesting.
It was that moment for Melissa.
Aaron Andrews called her a Tinkerbell. And, you know, Nigel was like, no, she's not a Tinkerbell this week. And I think that that's... You know, she went from Tinkerbell
She went from Tinkerbell to Twiggy.
Yes.
Yeah. Tinkerbell to Twiggy. Hashtag Tinkerbell to Twiggy.
We got
many. There it is. I got another one. No, I thought she was fantastic tonight. I loved everything about it. The jump catch, like, thing behind his back where he kind of caught her. She wrapped around him. I was like, oh, my gosh. Amazing. She just...
Do you think she kind of relaxed into it because Margot was her partner so she could... She didn't have to carry the team so much.
Well, she was like, she was taller than Jade, or at least as tall as Jade.
I think she was like an inch or two taller.
And he has zero history with partnering, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you struggle less when you have a strong partner. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone at Dancing with the Stars can tell you.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, I feel like it's almost like a celebrity on Dancing with the Stars. Like, they have this professional to look up to and for them to guide them almost. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of relax into that moment. Well, and that's what she did with him. Like, it was... Perfect.
It allowed her.
It's different when you have a partner, too. Like, you have.
Who knows what they're doing.
Gosh, you know, Andy and DL struggled all season, or then you have Zendaya, or you have Kelly Pickler. I mean, you're doing different things.
Yeah, I watched this and I was thinking, my sister and I lived together for a lot of years. She's my little sister, and I was always like the big brother, always. Mm-hmm. Until finally, a year ago, she moved out, moved in with her boyfriend. Now I can be her friend. Now I don't have to carry her, teach her everything, and always like harp on her. I felt like this was that moment for Melise.
Yep.
I felt like little brother moved out, and she finally got to be the one who had someone to live up to now. And she got to finally just let go and just come into her own, and I absolutely loved it. I thought she was great. Yep. And I'm so excited because I loved her through the auditions, and I've gotten so bored the last couple of weeks with her.
I still don't love her yet, but she's working there.
She's
great.
Get out.
Through
that door.
I just was like, see you later, Chloe.
This is where Erin Andrews really did impress me, though. She made a comment. She said that the Embers comment, I thought was very poignant. She said, you're like embers floating in a fire. Because to actually like be that aware of the music, the choreography, the staging of it all, and to make a comment like that, I was like, Erin Andrews actually knows her stuff.
Do you think, was she a dancer?
I feel like she had to
have been. She Dance with the Stars.
She did Dance with the Stars. I didn't know anything else, but
She was top three. She was top three in Dancing with the Stars, but she had Max as her partner.
What season was that?
Season 10.
I missed like every dance third or fourth
team.
Season.
She was on dance team when she was, you know, growing up. So she had a vocabulary.
Basic, right. Because, the way she was talking, it seemed like she knew the vocabulary.
There's no way she can fake that. The things that she was saying were perfect.
In all honesty, I feel like she kind of outshone Paula Abdul. I felt like Paula Abdul, I'm like, where were you the entire episode?
She's always pretty reserved.
Well, and I think Erin had something to prove a little bit. Like, coming on the show, she probably did a ton of research, you know, made sure she watched every episode.
And she was originally probably going to be the only celebrity judge, and then Paula came in.
Yeah. And Paula did call Paul Allen. Right?
Yes.
I know your name.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she was like, Paul,
How did I get that wrong?
Didn't go down well, did it?
Not at all. Not at all.
Oops.
So finally, Melissa's back. This is a competition on the girls' side this season.
I feel like it's tough.
It's getting there. Then we move on. We've got who's Curtis paired with? I didn't write down a name.
Haley.
Seriously? Oh.
Haley.
Curtis and Haley. Look. I must not know anything about Haley.
I want to hear your thoughts on this samba right here because I watched this and I sat there with embarrassment for Curtis. It was so awkward. And Haley's like smiling and moving her hips and trying to make this happen. And you're just like, I cringed.
First, I want to see you in that outfit that she had on.
Yeah, me.
That'd be so sick.
I was like, I thought you were running to me. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Jake, wait. Jake, I want to see you in Curtis's outfit. I'm just saying. What did you think about this?
I didn't like it at all. I thought actually she adapted to it quite well. She placed herself nicely. I thought if she had a better partner, she could have done a lot better. My heart breaks for Curtis. It was awkward. It was uncomfortable. I also think the choreography didn't suit them. That's another one for me. I think the song did nothing for me. The whole overall picture just did nothing for me.
Well, okay, now looking at it, watching an 18-year-old tap dancer, how do you think he did?
Brilliantly.
Okay.
But like, for a tap dancer, he did amazing. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're all being compared to the contemporary and the hip-hop dancers, not to other tap dancers. And unfortunately, I mean, we just saw a tap dancer adapt to to jazz, right?
Yeah.
And he did really, really well at it. Whereas ballroom being very difficult, I know, but a mixture of the choreography not being created for him, he's just been thrown into choreography, is what I think looked like to happen, and he just didn't adapt very well.
Yeah, and he did. They said he looked like a kid. He did.
He did.
I felt like the costume didn't really help him that much. It made him look even scrawnier and just kind of...
He struggled on the lifts. He was struggling. I mean, his footwork. I mean, I don't know if he lost some of the choreography in his head and just kind of fumbled, but it was so messy. It was really sloppy.
There were
times.
Some bad lifts. I felt like for the most part he was there for her as a partner, but the lifts were just at the very end.
The ending was so uncomfortable. It's at some point, if it doesn't work, take it out.
Yeah.
Do a backbend and a split or something. You know what I mean? Like something you know is going to work.
Hashtag backbend and a split.
Get out of here with those.
We're fired.
Schoenberg's solution to every choreographic problem.
Backbend and a split.
Backbend and swinging around and split.
That works in more situations than you know. I'm just saying.
Right. Be like, when we're out at the club and we need to do something,
when I see when we see it on next season of Dancing with the Stars, I'm calling it out.
Yeah, it's
I'm
be
calling
there.
You.
That just seems to be in every package. All we're going to do right now is a backbend and a split.
Can you say that on camera for us next season? Kind of give like a wink?
I'll do it. I got you.
Do it repeatedly to make sure they actually use it.
All right.
That's funny. I love you. Can you just sit on that couch every week?
I told you would love her.
I do. I do love her. I like spicy girls. I like spicy girls. All right. So now we've got Nico and Alexis. I about called her Alex. Alexis. They did a jazz number choreographed by Spencer Liff. For me, I felt like this was Spencer Liff's best number of the night. I really, really like this. More so than the Broadway kind of jazz thing he did earlier. I thought they were both really strong. Like, actually physically strong.
Mm.
Like, she still has some areas of opportunity, but I felt like she was pretty fierce.
First off, poor little baby Nico and his skin in the package. It was breaking my heart. Poor little Nico. And so now I like him more, whereas before I didn't like
acne,
him.
You like him?
It just feels really bad. But his turns were amazing.
They were beautiful.
Were flawless. And then jumping out of them and being so strong, he really shined in this number.
The two of them did well, too, with the turns in sync. It's really
that was
tough.
That was great. I was really impressed by her doing that, too.
Mm. Yeah. I thought it was cool. I thought it was a fun number. I like the cast of spell.
She doesn't wow me, though. Yeah.
She's not.
What was up with the judges? I feel like they're propping her up a little bit, being like, you're so fantastic. You're so great. I'm like, Jasmine Mason is better than you. I'm sorry. Like,
I watch Alexis do tap, and I'm like, I love her so much. And then I watch her do other styles, and I'm not wowed. And so you think you can dance is about being able to do all different genres and taking a risk and throwing it out there. And I feel like everything else, I'm like,
you know, let's just break this down real quickly. You know what So You Think Can Dance is really about?
America's favorite dancer.
No,
personality.
It's about viewers watching dancers go on a journey. Jasmine M's is too good. Like, she really, I mean, they get rid of these dancers all the time. Carlos is just too good. You want to see people that you're going to see grow. And I feel like Alexis, like, you watch her and you're like, oh, she's struggling and she's trying. And that's what people connect to. They don't connect to great dancers.
I completely agree with you about being about the journey. But Alexis's personality doesn't win me over. I don't get it. They keep saying she has such a great personality. And I just, I don't see
it. See, now I feel
it.
Exactly the same way about Jasmine M. I feel like she bores me.
Jasmine M, they didn't show enough of her in the lead up with Vegas, her journey. And because the sad thing is that she tried for a couple years.
This is her third season.
Yeah, to try. Yeah. And so I kind of felt bad that it ended so early.
She's kind of the other Jasmine, too.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Right. Which is sad.
Yeah.
They don't like to have two Jasmines.
I read this on Entertainment Weekly and I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. But if Alexis was eliminated, Nico would have been with Malise. Wouldn't that have been awesome?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep. Okay, Nico bores me to death. I can't even.
He's got the fangirls. He's got
he does.
All.
He'll
he's
never
the cute
be
boy.
In the bottom three.
But he's
He'll
not the cute
the
boy. His
he's not cute.
The girls love him. If you go and watch the Twitter feed, he's like the Disney Channel teen dream boy.
Teenage girls love guys with acne. You want to know why?
What?
Girls, teenage girls, are the most insecure sector of humans on the entire planet.
We have teenage girls that watch this show.
No,
stop this.
No, it's true. Right. It's true. Yeah.
Immediately.
Girls
stop.
At that age do not like guys that are really pretty. They like boyfriends.
That is
they
false.
No,
that
it's not
Zac
false.
Zac Efron. Zac Efron.
Hey, Zac Efron looks like a girl. And he just peed in a bucket recently. Did you
see that? Justin Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Oh, did he really?
Yes.
Justin Bieber, you're right.
Zac
Efron
here.
Is pretty pretty.
He needs to quit.
Get your teen dream stars right.
Let me tell you about teenage girls. We like pretty boys, and then when we grow up, we like the dirty bad boys. So when you're a teen, you like them
and then you like
pretty.
The nerds when you're finally ready to settle down.
Yep. And then you're like, okay, wait, who has a real job? That guy.
The nerd in high school is the nerd you want at 30.
Who's got good credit? That's what it really comes down to.
Exactly.
All right. So, also, this was a little bit weird to me. Yeah, when they were talking about why Alexis is in the bottom, and then Paula kind of made her comment, and then Mary Murphy kind of made a comment, and then Nigel really awkwardly was saying, well, it is how it is. It's a TV show, and it is what it is. We have to move on. Like, I was like, oh, God, Alexis is going home. I thought that's what that meant.
I knew that Jasmine was going home based on the comments that they gave her whenever they were critiquing her. They were like, you didn't commit enough. And I was just like, oh, I know she's going home.
And this is why I think the solos are just kind of dumb, because I after talking with you two about the meetings and the feedback from the choreographers, the decision has been made.
Mm-hmm,
like, if America's like, these are the bottom six, the choreographers and the producers, everyone gets together and they go, okay, you know, this, that, and the other thing. This one has an attitude. This one has a great attitude. This one's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're going home. It's already been decided.
And Jasmine's solo, though, was also really boring. I liked it, too.
I liked it, too.
Oh,
but Alexis's solo was amazing.
Alexis's solo was fantastic.
I mean, she was great.
I like her doing tap.
Yeah.
And Jenna's solo was good. Was a really good ballroom solo.
It was.
I thought so too.
How hard is a ballroom solo? Because you're so used to having a partner. I mean, I know that there are solos, but this is a good. So you think you can dance?
If you haven't worked in the industry, if you are a competition dancer, it is one of the hardest things you can imagine doing. You don't know how to dance on your own. You're only half a body. You know? It's like you can't figure out how to. You sort of have your hands still there and trying to do the same steps.
Someone turn me.
Stand position and it doesn't work. And but once you, I think Jenna, because she does other styles and she's such a well-rounded dancer, that it's easier for her. She can adapt different things. She knows how to throw different movements together and make it a little different.
Jenna looked to me like she's been just dying to be a solo performer for a while. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw. Because when I saw her, I'm like, ooh, Anya. That's what I saw, because Anya was the first ballroom dancer I remember on the show who really just stood out solo for me.
And Chelsea Hightower.
Well, and then later Chelsea. But yeah, it doesn't happen very often. But I thought Jenna did a really great job with her solo, and so did Alexis. And I just thought Jasmine's was just
that was good.
It's beautiful, but it was just nothing new. Like, you know, it didn't feel like she was fighting for her life. I felt like the entire night she was defeated and she just knew it.
And maybe she'd been like that in rehearsal and that's why it was her time to go home.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
I thought Alexis got the worst note that she can't take.
She can't take a note and
I
fix
think that's
it.
A horrible. As a choreographer, like if you have someone that's not taking the note, how frustrating is that?
Well, I think it's even more frustrating because I said that she takes the note, but then 5 minutes later she reverts. Mm. That's probably even more frustrating.
And then they can't move on.
That's worse.
Because you know they can actually do it. It's like, why aren't you still doing it then?
Yeah, it's beyond frustrating. I've near pulled my hair out with people like that. And a lot of these kids are like that because they're so young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes with working in the industry and growing up and going through these experiences and learning how important that note is.
Mm-hmm. The cast gets younger and younger every season.
They do.
It's like 18 and 19
they
year
do.
Olds
I mean,
now.
We started at, what, the late 20s, right? In the first season, all these dancers that had been working for such a long time. Unfortunately, that's what goes with the kids that we have.
Yeah.
They're amazing talent. Don't get me wrong. They are. I love watching them. But when it comes to work ethic, they're babies.
That's why I would never take a dance class, not even one. All my friends are dancers. I have so many choreographer friends like, take a dance class. I'm like, one, I'm 6'5". Two, I'm almost 33. And three, I just don't think I could have somebody be so frustrated with me because I don't think I'd pick it up right away. And that would drive me nuts.
Classes aren't like that.
They're totally different. I mean, this is a work, professional work environment.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're expected to, they're treating them like professionals. So
maybe my 30 year. It's coming up.
Yay.
Did I just say my age on camera?
Yep. You did.
I'm proud of it. It's cool. I look good for 33, y'all. All right. So we've got one performance left of the evening. We've got Blueprint and Mariah. They finally, these two, they get a hip-hop number.
That was a gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
Luther Brown choreographed this, and I just wrote down, Mariah was so much better than Blueprint.
But it was underwhelming, the whole
thing
number.
Was.
Oh, my God.
But Mariah is such a performer. Now, you worked with her in that jive. With what was she like in rehearsal?
She shocked me. When I found out we had Mariah going in for that jive, I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. surprised me. She applies herself. She works hard. She puts personality on top of everything. She impressed me with Drive. I mean, it's not going to say it's the best Drive any ever, but it was a much better Drive than I thought we were going to get from her. Tonight, though, or on the show, I did not love the routine. Yeah. I loved the first half of it. I thought, this is going hard and it's amazing. And then they totally copped out at the end. It's like, we've taken in enough information and details and now we're going to lie on the floor
and
create pictures.
I wrote that down. I go, I can lie on the floor for full eight count too. I could have done that part.
Right.
Watch my shape.
In white costumes with white lighting where you can barely see what's going on. Made no sense to
and the camera's not overhead. Like,
they just, no, I feel like you can't have an overhead.
They ran out of steam. Yeah. Halfway through this.
Well, they, you know what they did? Blueprint, like, lifted up his shirt, and that was the end of the dance. Like, that really was, like, where it peaked and, like, done.
Blueprint is so boring to me, and it drives me crazy because I see inside of him. I see inside of him. It's there. It's right behind the eyes. Uh-huh. And you can, it's so strange, but you can see it with certain people. He literally has it right behind the eyes, and he just wants so bad to pull it out of him, but for whatever it is he holds back, he's afraid of something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if we'll ever get to see it. I hope we do, because I think he could be great.
Mm-hmm. The note that they gave Jasmine M is really him too.
Yep.
Is he's not giving himself enough confidence, and he must just second guess himself.
Yeah. I feel like somebody in his life told him he couldn't be something or couldn't do something one too many times in his life, and he believes it.
Yeah, well, this isn't the time to believe that. Like, you just have to have faith and do the show.
I really like him. I want him to be one of my favorites.
I know, but the first week I said, I'm like, he is no Cyrus and he's not going
to
be.
Well, but what I said back to that the first week was that he's more talented. He's picking up choreography and different styles better at that point in the season than Cyrus.
However, he makes it look better.
Cyrus had personality for days, though.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And wasn't afraid to show it.
Yep. And just went for it every week.
Because Nigel said, he's like, Benji beat Travis.
That was the worst.
I didn't like that.
That was awful.
I thought Sabra's amazing.
It's true, but Benji was not the best dancer that season, but sure. Benji has more personality in his pinky finger
but
than almost anybody who's ever
been
on the show.
The winners out like that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Weird. Exactly. But they say week after week, it's America's favorite dancer, not America's best dancer. So we'll see. It's going to be an interesting season. They ex Jasmine M at the end of the episode unceremoniously. She goes home.
And so the new partners will be Alan.
Mm-hmm.
And Melisse.
That'll be good.
You worked with Alan too during the Viennese Waltz, correct?
No, was the ballroom boy. That was Paul.
That was Paul.
That was Paul and McKenzie.
Not to be confused with the Vietnamese
Waltz.
See,
look at now.
There is no Vietnamese Waltz.
I know.
So many people do that, though.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag.
Ugh.
I have a couple questions for Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do some questions. Let's do them.
All right. I had to edit these because there were pages and pages and pages of them. We'll start out with Emily Bennett, who is 12, you guys.
Oh,
and I believe she's staying up late tonight. It's like 1:30 or something.
Hi, Emily Bennett.
We so appreciate
that. Hi, Emily.
She wants to know what it's like working with Jason Gilkison and being an assistant choreographer. Like, what is your role?
I've worked with Jason for such a long time. Jason came across me when I was 20, and he truly
2 years ago.
Yeah, right. I wish. and he truly helped me mold the dancer that I am and realize who I am as a dancer. It was just an incredible experience. So we know each other inside and out. As an assistant to him, I'm his guinea pig. I have to be there to inspire him to be able to do anything that he says. And if he just is in the corner doing something once, I have to see what that is. Because if he turns around and goes, what was that? And I don't know what it was. That's the problem. That's why you're an assistant. You have to be there the whole time. You have to be on the ball, attentive, know what they need when they don't need it, when they don't know what they need. You know what I mean? It's it's an interesting thing. So it's great that we know each other so well.
Because I
know
his style. You're his muse.
Mentally sharp. this is a great question. It's for everyone. It's from Sasha Katz. And she said, what do you think about all the brunettes this season? Do you think it's hurtful in any way because everyone just starts to see doubles? Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's confusion between like Haley and Mackenzie.
Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you see that?
Yeah. I actually said to Brittany Cherry when I was there for the first week, I looked up on stage. I was like, oh, Brittany looks amazing. It wasn't Brittany. It was someone else. And they said, oh, no, that's, and I can't remember which one it was. And I went to her and I said, girl, you need to change your hair. I was like, if this is a competition, you need to look different to everyone else. Highlights, red, I don't know what you do. Put a wig on every show, but do something because you need to look different. But then at that point, she couldn't. She was contracted for the look that she was and wasn't able to change. But yes, I agree. Mm.
Well, everybody
I think
knows,
it makes a huge difference.
Everybody knows Melissa's name. Everybody knows Jasmine's name.
Mm-hmm. Mariah.
Mariah, everybody knows their names. I can never remember all the brunettes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's just so many of them.
Amy, I always know, but I sometimes get confused between Haley and Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm. Mackenzie stands out for me because she's just gorgeous. She's beautiful.
There's so much hair and makeup and costuming that they like. You could put any of them in any of the other ones' costumes, and they're interchangeable for me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Mm. Grant Thomas, another one of our regulars, and he wrote, Grant here. he's fuming at the underappreciation of ballroom because Jenna is one of the best and didn't deserve to be there in the bottom three. But he would like to know if you would ever submit your choreography for So You Think You Could Dance, because they need some good ballroom choreographers.
Hey, I've actually been approached to do it. So I'm looking to put something together for it this season. I'm hoping I have time to get something on there, but I would love to.
Breaking news here at AfterBuzz.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where's the sound effect?
Boom. That was an exclusive.
We have an engineer in the box anymore? No?
Do you want to wait?
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Woo! 10
minutes. Do you have a type of ballroom that you would want to do for sure? Or do you not get to choose? Is that a producer choice?
Sometimes it's a producer choice. It depends. I'll probably submit an anything. I would love to submit a really fun Quickstep/Lindy Hop type thing. I think we haven't seen a good one of those this season.
Uh-huh.
Or ballroom numbers. I also love Viennese waltz. On the Latin category, anything. Give me
anything.
Don't
they call the Viennese waltz, though, the kiss of death on the show? Isn't that the one?
Yeah, but that's if you don't know how to do it. Viennese waltz is beautiful.
Who knows how to do Viennese waltz?
No, choreograph it.
It's always one of the most beautiful routines on Dance with the Stars. Oh, always.
The Sound of Music one, right? Sound of Music and the gazebo, that's what it makes me think of.
Oh, yeah.
Viennese waltz always makes me think of the scene in Sound of Music.
I can see what, no, that's boring, but no.
No idea.
Sacrilege.
Broken hearted.
Trisha Solly says, what do you like most about working on So You Think You Can Dance? A little bit different than Dancing with the Stars.
So You Think is incredible for working with young talent. You can be so inspired by seeing them and how fresh they are and what they have to offer. And kids these days are just so multi-talented. They do everything. I grew up doing one style of dance, and as an adult, I decided to do everything else. These kids are coming out of the womb doing everything. They're break dancing, they're doing ballet. It's amazing. And I am in awe of that and the talent that they have and how they adapt themselves. So, and it's, I mean, of course, it's wonderful to create on very able dancers. You know, can you flip? Good. I can't. You do.
It's amazing.
Now, immediately. You know what I mean?
Do you flip?
I do.
Yeah, you need to have it these
Me
days.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, totally.
No. You know what I think it is, though? This is the first generation that really grew up with the internet since the time they were born. Mm-hmm. YouTube, I have a 17-year-old sister, and the things she knows and I'm like, what?
Yep.
I learned how to do a PowerPoint presentation my senior year in high school because it was just now coming out. You know, it just blows my mind. But these kids, you watch it. You don't have to go through the traditional routes and avenues anymore to get to success. Mm-hmm. You can learn so many different. I didn't know what any of these dances were when I was a kid. I didn't grow up with So You Think You Can Dance or Dance with the Stars. I grew up in a little town in Ohio. I knew how to milk a cow.
Yeah,
that's what I learned.
Stop it, really?
So, absolutely.
So you know how to milk a cow?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don. Brittany Crackle.
Hashtag milk a cow.
Yes, exactly. Which dance has been your favorite to choreograph with Jason on So You Think You Can Dance?
We've done so many.
Is there one that stands out in your mind? Or particular dancers, a particular season?
You know, I would almost want to say Cole and Lindy from last season. He was just such an incredible... I mean, she's amazing. She was in her element, but he was just such an incredible person to work with, his work ethic. He literally videoed Jason and I doing the choreography, then Jason doing it on his own, and then himself doing it, and went frame by frame of what was different. So he could fix it.
He's smart.
That amount of application to your work and that ethic is incredible. That's why he was amazing. He was one of those kids that didn't socialize. He was friends with everyone because he's such a sweet guy. But when it was show day, headphones in, song on repeat, didn't even talk to anyone else. He would talk to his choreographer, to the producers, whatever he needed to do.
Well, he came from a martial arts background, correct?
Very
competitive.
He's
competitive.
Very strict.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's shy. We want you on the show, Cole. Everyone, right now, go and tweet him. Dance 9 Cole. All right, and one final question from Jonathan, our favorite.
Yay.
Okay, so if you weren't doing Dancing with the Stars, would you ever consider auditioning for Dancing with the Stars? Or did you ever audition? Or?
Wait,
that was before
So You Think You Can Dance? I was reading and looking and, yeah. Would you ever audition for So You Think You Can Dance?
Probably not now. I mean, it's very different when you go from working so much in the industry and my year is taken up with work, whether it's Dancing with the Stars or something else. And I think So You Think is a great opportunity for kids that haven't had that chance yet, mm-hmm. you know. So, and it's so wonderful. It boosts some of their careers. And that's just amazing. Whereas I don't need that opportunity. I think we should leave it to them. But do I envy the experience of going through that? Oh, my God. It's like my body and my brain craves it. I want to go through boot camp where someone just beats me up every week with a different dance style and, you know, gets all military on me and I have to do it amazing. I miss that. I think that's just such an incredible experience. And I hope these kids realize what they're getting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think some of them really do. I mean, we've seen the journey of Lindsay and Whitney. We had Keon here a few weeks ago and he's working quite a bit. And a lot of them are just doing commercial work and doing films. And mm-hmm. if you know, maximize your exposure, you're going to go really far.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's nice.
I love the show. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Do we have time for predictions? Yes, we have time for predictions. Who's in trouble next week? One guy, one girl. We're going to start with Chloe and go counterclockwise.
All right. I think Alexis will be gone next week. And I think, I said this last week, but I think Tucker. Or Blueprint. Ooh. Blueprint.
Go for it, Sharna.
I would say Alexis and Blueprint. I think if Blueprint doesn't come out of his shell, next week it's too late anyway, but he just needs, his personality needs to match his appearance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Alexis and Curtis.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you guys. No! I think he's struggling. I think he's just a little too young.
They will not get rid of him.
I'll say Alexis and Blueprint. I'll agree with that.
I'll say Alexis and Blueprint. They will not get rid of Curtis.
I'm the only one that disagrees on the boys. We'll see what happens when
not
I
gonna
win.
Happen. Well, I want to thank you guys all for tuning in tonight. Where can we find all of you on social media?
You can find me Twitter, Instagram, Vine, Chloe West X.
Twitter, Instagram, Vine. What else is there? Facebook, Shauna Burgess.
At Kristen Bird on Twitter and redcarpetcloset.tv. All the videos are up there if you want to see the Sean Cheeseman comparison.
Ooh, on Twitter, you can find me at Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at Jake Dupree.
Kristen Burt, I love you. I love you all, but I love you, Kristen Burt. You're so adorable. You guys can follow me on social media, everything at _AJ Gibson. Check out my website, ajgibson.tv. Until next week, thanks for stopping by.
No, we're not here next week.
Oh, we're not here. Right. Off next week.
Baseball next week, kids.
Off. See you. Until our next show.
On the 24th, we'll have Molly Gray and Kent Boyd.
And I won't be here. I'll be out of town that week. Breaks my heart. I see Kent at church every week, and it's cool.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.